Senate will come to order, please. Will the members please signify their presence by voting?
The roll shows 17 senators present this morning. Senator Eliason is excused from the call of the Senate today.
This morning for the prayer, we have Father James Miller from St. Paul's Catholic Church. Will the members please stand?
Almighty God, we thank you for a good weekend. Thousands of people watched the Super Bowl, even though there were only a few players on the field. This morning, there are only a handful of people on the Senate floor, but thousands watch and are affected by what they will do. Who won the Super Bowl, God? The scoreboard showed the Giants won by a big margin. But so long as each player played as well as he could and no one got hurt, didn't they, in fact, all win? Help these senators play as well as they can today, Lord. Protect them so that no one is hurt. And not only will they be a winning team, but we will all benefit from their performance this day. And may what they do be offered to you in praise of your name. Amen.
Senator Ewing, will you lead us in the pledge, please?
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senator Abood.
Thank you, Madam President. Would the clerk please note my presence in the Senate?
Thank you, sir. Madam Secretary.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 5th, 6th, and 7th legislative day and Senate supplement numbers 1 and 2.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journals and supplement as certified by the Senate Secretary be approved.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Senator Hensley.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you. Are there introduction of guests this morning? Senator Kelly.
Madam President, directly behind me is a person from Anchorage who we all know, the chairman of the International Trade and Industry Policy for the Resource Development Council, Mr. Larry Dineen.
Good morning, Larry. Good to have you with us. Senator Fisher?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. On the far side, representing the Kenai Peninsula Borough Economic Development Office is Frank McElhardy.
Good morning to you, sir. Are there additional introductions of guests?
President.
Senator Krutulik.
Can we stand at ease for just a moment?
The Senate will stand at ease. Order, please. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Are there messages from the House of Representatives?
There are no messages from the House.
Are there any communications today?
We received 4 communications, and they are listed on a list on each senator's desk. A copy of each report will be on file in the office of the secretary. Those are the communications.
Do we have reports of standing committees today?
The Resources Committee considered Senate Resolution Number 4, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas, and recommend that be replaced with a committee substitute resources with the same title, and do pass. Signed, Senator Coghill, Chairman, concurring Senators Eliason, Jones, Dojalewski, Zhuroff, and Paul Fisher. SR 4 has no further referral.
Rules.
That was the only standing committee report today.
Are there reports of special committees today?
We have no special committee reports.
Do we have any introduction of Senate resolutions?
Senate Joint Resolution Number 9 by Senator Sturgalewski, relating to reauthorization of funding for the Federal Aid Highway Program.
Transportation Committee, Finance.
That was the only new resolution.
Do we have any introduction of Senate bills today?
Senate Bill number 85 by Senator Abood, an act relating to election campaign financing in Alaska Public Offices Commission and providing for an effective date.
I've assigned that to State Affairs and the Finance Committee. The Judiciary Chairman might want to look that over for an additional referral to the Judiciary Committee.
And that was the only new bill today.
Do we have a daily calendar today?
Yes, Madam President, we have some citations. Citation honoring Janet M. Carr and Darrell D. Schaaf, Jandar Productions and the Music Machine, by Representatives Martin, Collins, and Gruenberg, and Senators Ewling, Strigulewski, and Hallford. A citation honoring the East High School Thunderbirds football team state champions by Representatives Martin, Furness, Barnes, Porchot, and Navarre, and Senators Fakes, Ewling, Strigulewski, and Hallford. A citation honoring Western Council Boy Scouts of America by Representatives Martin, Furness, Ellis, Navarre, and Gruenberg, and Hanley, and Senators Ewling, Strigulewski, Rohde, Fisher, Jones, and Hallford.
Senator Bennett?
Move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the citation honoring the Boy Scouts.
Hearing no objections. Senator Halford?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Citations are adopted before the Senate. Is there any unfinished business this morning? Senator Bennett?
I ask unanimous consent with the concurrence of the prime sponsor that not my name be added as co-sponsor to SGR 7 relating to oil and gas.
Without objection, Senator, you will be added. Senator Rohde.
Madam President, I would also move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the following bills with the consent of the sponsor. Senate Bill 60 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 2.
Is that 6-0?
6-0, Madam President.
Without objections, you will be added as a co-sponsor. Is there additional unfinished business? Senator Jones.
Madam President, I would ask that I move and ask for unanimous consent that my name be added to SGR 7 also with consent of the sponsor.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Any additional unfinished business? Senator Farrenkamp?
Madam President, I would like to request that the following bills have an additional referral to Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas. It's SB 46, an act relating to the payment of certain tax obligation, the use of the funds, and changing the Alaska Court Appellate Rule 603. Excuse me, Madam Chairman, I'd like those to have additional referral to oil and gas. SB 70, an act relating to the disclosure of certain tax assessments information by the Department of Revenue. And SB 82, an act relating to the oil properties production tax.
Hearing no objections, those bills will be given a further referral, or the first referral to oil and gas. And my apologies to the committee chairman. It was my oversight. And thank you for standing up and requesting those. Senator Curtula.
I object to the first referral being given on the one measure because we're already slated for hearings on that, the constitutional one. Don't object to going to oil and gas, but I'd like to remain the first committee referral because we've already started working on, and as a matter of fact, it's on the calendar. It's 46, an act relating to the payment of certain tax obligation, the use of the funds, and changing Alaska Court Appeal Rule 603. It was slated for Thursday with people contacts made. Don't object, of course, to going to oil and gas. It's just that it's a first referral.
Senate will come back to order. The Judiciary Chairman had a very good point. The Senate Bill 46 will have a second referral to oil and gas with no objections from the body. All remaining bills that the oil and gas chairman asked for will have a first referral to oil and gas if there are no further objections. Thank you. Any other unfinished business? Senator Hensley.
Yes, Madam President. Is this the time to ask for excuses?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Inasmuch as my ascendancy to this body was somewhat belated, I do need to go north to take care of some affairs, so I would like to be excused from a call of the Senate on Tuesday, the 27th, and Friday, the 30th.
Hearing no objection?
Not ask unanimous consent.
There are no objections, Senator. Thank you. There are announcements this morning. Senator Fisher?
Madam Chairman, I move and ask for unanimous consent to waive the five-day rule for Senate Bill 45, which is state support for education. We'd like to take it up Wednesday, the hearing Wednesday, January 28th.
Hearing no objection, Senator.
And I'd like to make the body also aware that Friday at 8:30, there will be a joint House and Senate HES committee meeting to receive the Joint Committee on Mental Health Trust Land final report.
Senator Binkley.
Thank you, Madam President. The Senate and House Finance Committees will continue our overview of the operating budget today at 1:30 in the Senate Finance Chambers.
Senator Kelly.
Madam President, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will meet today at 3:30 in the Belt Room to take up Senate Bill 64, an act relating to export enterprises under the Alaska Industrial Development Authority.
Additional announcements. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, Senate Resources will meet at 1:30 today at the in the Butrovich Room. And the purpose of the meeting is to hear an overview by all of the resource-charged departments. We'll have the Commissioner of Natural Resources, the Commissioner of DEC, Commissioner of Fish and Game, and also the Commissioner or his agent from Commerce and Development to get an overview as to how they're going to develop, manage, and our resources under the constitutional provisions of multiple use purposes.
Well, that ought to be good. Are there additional announcements? Senator Kurtulo.
I move and ask unanimous consent for the waiver of the five-day rule for Tuesday's meeting, Senate Bill 43, an act relating distribution of income from Alaska Permanent Fund, and for Thursday, Senate Bill 46, bill we just discussed, changing the Alaska Court Appellate Rule 603 to provide for payment of certain tax obligations. Senate Bill 65, an act providing for state auditor, and a constitutional amendment, Senate Joint Resolution 6, to the state auditor.
Without objection, Senator.
Tuesday and Thursday meetings. Incidentally, for those that may wish to attend, on the 5th, we'll have a substantial meeting with the Department of Law briefing us on the major cases involving the state of Alaska, which are presently before the courts and administrative bodies. So, of some significance.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, the Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas will meet next Thursday, January 29th at 3:30 in the Belts Room. At that time, we'll be hearing a briefing, having a briefing by the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Oil and Gas.
Senator Hensley.
Madam President, the Rules Committee meeting originally scheduled for the 27th will be held on the 28th at 1 p.m., and we'll be considering SR3, establishing a Senate Special Committee on International Trade, and SR4, establishing a Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas.
Can we have an Eddie's, please? Senate will return to order, please. Senator Hensley.
Yes, Madam Chairman. Rather than meeting the following day in order to expedite these special committees, I'd like to call a meeting of the Rules Committee today at 1 o'clock.
Thank you, Senator. Any other announcements from the body? Are there any special orders this morning? Senator Strzelczyk.
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent. I'd be allowed to address the body on the resolution that I introduced this morning.
You have the floor, Senator. There are no objections.
Fine, thank you. Just very briefly, I did introduce SJR 9. It is in regard to the Federal Highway Aid Program. As you know, Congress did not act last year in extending that program. It has profound impact on Alaska. It's going to be up for discussion, and I would ask that this be held on the Secretary's desk until 4 o'clock today if anyone would like to share in that particular resolution. Thank you.
Are there further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Hearing no objections, the Senate is adjourned.